It is now 11 minutes to nine. The government's announced a once-in-a-generation review of children's social care, which will look at how to better protect vulnerable children. Last year, again, saw record numbers in care in England. And children who grow up in care are still more likely to do poorly at school or to end up in prison. Part of the problem is that these children and young people often lack the support networks that others take for granted. Lifelong Links is a scheme that traces and finds extended family and friends from the past. And it's just been given a positive evaluation by independent researchers. As Sancho Berg reports, it's a kind of "who do you think you are" for children in care.
It's about finding family and people who care about you, like a schoolmate's parent or a sports coach, former foster carer, bringing them together with the young person and making a plan about how they can support the young person throughout their life.
Cathy Ashley of the charity Family Rights Group explaining Lifelong Links. It started in 2017. It's now helped around 1,000 children and young people in England and Scotland. One of them is Sandy, now 19, who described how his Lifelong Links coordinator, Anne, began by drawing up a family tree.
I remember sitting with Anne with this big massive bits of paper all taped together, like folded out over the floor in the unit that I was living in, going around it and asking who this was and who that was and if I could get in touch with this person and that person. Quite interesting actually to see everything sort of laid out literally.
Brad started Lifelong Links at 16 to trace his father and paternal family.
So I'd had no contact with them at all. I didn't really know anything about him either because I'd had different stories from different family members, so it depended on who you asked. So I didn't really know what to think or what to expect.
Mostly with my little sister and my auntie. My mum died when I was really young, so I'd always had loads of questions about that, and I felt like maybe my auntie would be able to just give me a bit of perspective on what life was like for her and my mum when they were younger.
We had the Lifelong Links conference, and I met him, my auntie, and my grandparents. And then my carer, my social worker, and my coordinator were all there as well. And my granddad stood up and welcomed me into the family. He sort of said a bit of speech and then gave me a hug. So, yeah, it was a nice experience.
I went up north before coronavirus was a thing with Anne to go and meet her. And we had a really, really nice time, and she seemed really genuinely happy to just be in my company for a little bit. We went to get ice cream and like took a walk along the beach, and my cousin was there as well, her daughter, who has a daughter herself now. So I met the three of them all in one go, and it was just really normal. We did really normal family things for like the first time in my life, and it was just mind-blowing, kind of.
It's really nice. I can just go to my auntie's, I can go to my granddad's, I can go to my uncle's if I want to. And just go and have a catch-up, a cup of tea, help Grandad up the allotment, or have a bit of Sunday dinner. Or they're always there, and it's nice. And they know that I'm always there for them as well. Like, I can take them to appointments or things like that to help them out as well.
I always felt really rejected because I had multiple placements that didn't go well. But the fact that some family that I thought had turned their backs on me, they're now in my life, and it turns out that it wasn't that they turned their back on me, it was just that maybe things were a bit more complicated than a child at that age can really realise. So I'm more secure in myself and my relationships with them, which was quite nice.
Family is different. Family's always going to be there for you, and they're there for you because they love you and they want to be. And I know some people say, oh, professionals are only there because they're paid. But they do care about you as well. But obviously family is a natural, loving aspect.
I guess in some sense, though, I'm a bit frustrated that it's only happening now and that it's only becoming a thing now. Because I think if I had had something like this, even just a few years, when I was just a few years younger, maybe like 12, 13, my teenage years could have been quite, like, a lot less troublesome for me, and my issues wouldn't have been so great.
Lifelong Links has just had its first independent evaluation. It found almost all the children made many more connections. Their networks grew on average from 7 family and friends to 26. And rather than being unsettled by the process, far more of them stayed with their foster parents, guardians, or in their children's homes. Cathy Ashley again.
We think that's because lifelong links help the children to feel more secure and loved, and therefore happier in themselves. Having that network of family and friends who they know love and care about them and they can turn to, we hope, will continue to have a significant impact on their futures. Our ambition is that this is extended to every local authority in the country and every child in our care system.
The government's just set up an independent review into children in care in England. The charity hopes Lifelong Links can be included. The local government association said the scheme was very positive and that the review should consider whether children's services were adequately resourced at a time of increasing demand.